notice that you have to write a theme, a term paper.
How many pages?
About between 2 and 5.
About
some legal, ethical issue. Whatever you want it to be. Some legal, ethical issue. Could be risk, OSHA, radiation protection.
Research paper.
It doesn't have to be radiography related or healthcare related, but ethical dilemmas, problems, something that maybe you've seen or been involved in or maybe have an interest in. Some ethical dilemma.
Is this a formal paper? Do we have to have a bibliography?
Yes, I want you to have two sources. I want you to have at least two sources.
Can they be?
Joanne can approve these. You don't break house.
No.
Probably not.
English major?
She's not going to be involved in the grading.
She doesn't round up.
No, can the two sources both be off the internet?
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't care where you get the sources. Could be a book or a magazine article or a newspaper article or a web site. But I just don't want you to go to the Encyclopedia Britannica and look up ethical problem and copy it and then just turn that in.
Does that have to be medical?
No. It could just be an ethical workplace issue. Okay? It could be discrimination, sexual discrimination, work discrimination, hostile work, just something.
Could it be about medical marijuana?
It could be about what?
Medical marijuana.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So some ethical problem issue. Okay. So
two to five pages. Single space, double space.
Double space, font 12. New Times Roman.
Font 25.
One-inch border.
1.5
One-inch border.
Got it.
All the way. Are you serious? One-inch border all the way around.
He doesn't want to read a lot.
Yeah, one-inch border spreads out.
One-inch border.
Can we do a personal thing?
Oh, please. Yes. I'd love to hear all
your questions. Seriously, if we want to
Yes.
Okay.
Something that you have personal seen or dealt with or been involved in or been a witness in or something.
Are there any sources for but it's a personal issue. Yeah.
But you could find some.
You can pull related art.
Something similar, yes. You can use something similar,
to give some background information.
To give maybe some little history or something like that about this issue.
We're supposed to be like MLA style or something like that.
Right.
What?
When we list our sources, do they have to be like MLA style or anything like that?
Work cited, bibliography. I don't care. I do not want to cover letter. I do not want it in a little plastic binder.
Okay, why not?
Staples good enough.
One staple. Top left-hand corner, paper. No title page is needed. You don't get extra credit. You can give it a title if you want to, but I mean, I don't want a title page in a little plastic binder.
But that's where you put your name.
Just put your name on it.
You're like a... date on it or something?
Oh my God.
If you want to put a date on it, that's fine. But just don't put the paper with your name on it.
I don't know what to expect.
Okay? Keep it simple. Okay. You don't get extra credit for plastic binders full of pictures. Don't know about that. Okay, so
when do you want this?
I want this. This is due on the last day.
And when do we get our grade on it?
When do you get your grade on it?
October 5th is the last day of
the last day of the semester.
November
5th. Yeah. So when you come back
November 1st,
Monday.
It'll be November 1st.
I'll be here, and you can come see me, and I'll give them back.
November
25th. The last day of class is on Monday.
That's November 5th. So the last law and ethics is November the 1st, which is the 4th.
No, November 1st.
The week before that.
Yeah, it's right here.
November 1st. So it's November the 1st.
November the 1st, yes. The last Thursday.
Because there is no last Thursday in that last week.
Right.
Okay. So your assignment is on November 1st, the last Thursday, you come at 8 a.m. and you turn it in.
We're done.
And then you're done. That's your final. Well, I don't know what class you have after it, but I'm just saying...
Can we turn it in earlier?
No.
Can we turn it in at 10:30?
Okay.
I slipped a little Ben Franklin in me.
All right. It needs to be turned in November 1st between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Perfect! Yay, Larry!
Thanks, Larry!
8 a.m. and 11 between, in this class period, you need to turn it in.
Can we have to sign you down?
I will be here in school. I will be sitting in this room. Waiting with a little basket. That's the final.
Can't email.
And if you do it, then you should get a really good grade on it.
Right.
If you don't do it, you will get zero. It'll be hard for you to pass the course because you didn't do a good job. So don't show up at 11 o'clock on November 1st and say, was I supposed to write something? Because that's happened before. I'm not joking.
We can't turn it in early.
I don't want it early. It's due that day. That's the final. I told you that kind of you were going to come. You're already not coming until 10:59. So it's due that day. So you can start writing now, or you can start writing on November 1st at 10:58.
No, I'll be studying.
Thank you. All right. I'm sure you probably have a test
for
that day.
No, I'm sure.
We don't know yet.
Friday. We have Thursday and Friday.
Oh, well, I don't know. All right, so that is the final. It says that you have to write between two and five. So it shouldn't be that hard. Okay. Yes?
What's the percentage of the final to our grade?
Like 30%? I think
it's 60%.
Huh?
It says here examinations are 60%.
Well, examinations and the final. I think it's like 30% of your grade. If you do it, you're going to get 100. Just do it.
Do you want us just to present what we think is an ethical dilemma, or do you want us to take sides or what?
Okay, listen. Next week, you need to just tell me what your topic is.
Oh,
and then,
what if we change the topic is already?
Well, then talk to me and so that you can discuss with me whether this is a good topic or not.
Oh,
okay?
Well, but do you want it, do you just want it strictly just, here's the situation I think is the ethical dilemma, and you recant it, or do you want a pro and con discussion, or?
You could do that. You could do that. It could be a personal experience. I was involved in this business at this time, and this happened, and this is what...
Okay, so we don't need to come up with a solution to the situation. Here's the situation.
Yeah, this is what happened. There's no right or wrong.
Okay.
Your opinion, in my opinion, might not be the same.
True.
I mean, that I'm right.
We want to write our idea down.
I just want you next week to, I'll talk to each of you. Okay? So next week, if you have a week to think about it, and listen, if after next week, if after next week you decide you change your mind and you want to do something else, that's okay, but just come and talk to me and just let me know, you know, what you're going to do. Just don't show up on November 1st with some goofball thing that has nothing to do with any ethical issues. You know, just talk and just say, this is what I want to do, and I'll say, yeah, that's great, or no, maybe you can do this, or I can give a suggestion of what you can do, or something like that. A pro and con is always a good way to do it, because that way
you get both sides,
and it's easy to come up with, here's a page on this, and here's a page on this, so, you know, it's,
you
know,
throw it all together at the end,
you have a little term paper. That's the way you can do it. But I want you to do it. So you can think of your own.
I would have done it the first week if I had known the rules.
Well, now you know. You have a bond. So you can squeeze it in.